Hello, and welcome to Creation Matters with your host, Mike Riddle, the Tuesday edition of Hope Now Live. Mike is an author, teacher, and conference speaker, and is president of Christian Training and Development Services. Creation Matters is dedicated to the teaching of the biblical and scientific truths about God's creation. In the beginning, God created, and for by Him were all things created. And now here's your host of Creation Matters, Mike Riddle.
Hey, welcome everybody. Do I sound like Mike Riddle? No, I'm not Mike Riddle. I don't look like Mike Riddle. But I love the guy, and he is with us from Kentucky. Pete Talbot here, everybody, and welcome to Creation Matters. And Mike Riddle, how is it down there in Kentucky?
We're just having a great Seattle kind of day, rainy and cloudy.
Well, it definitely is that here. It's been a real stinker, but, you know, I've lived here long enough. I've got web feet. I love it here all year long. Boy, it's election day. Just a quick reminder to all listening, if you have not voted yet, get out of your car, get out of your house, and go vote. We're not talking politics, though. We're talking creation. We're talking evolution. And Mike, I understand, I know you're speaking down there, but you have the pleasure of being with somebody that certainly is considered an expert, if not the worldwide expert in creation, Ken Ham with you, and I'll just let you take it from here.
Thank you, Pete. Again, welcome to Creation Matters, and I'm your host, Mike Riddle.
You bet.
And I'd like to start with a question before I introduce our guest here.
Okay.
And the question is, has your church ever taught on creation? And if not, you need to go to your pastor and ask them the question, do they believe in creation? Have they ever decided to teach on creation? If not, why aren't they really teaching? Are they not sure they believe it? Or they just maybe don't think it's really an important issue? Well, we have someone very special in our audience here today as our guest. Probably one of what we consider the most sought-after speakers in the world, Ken Ham, who's here in Answers in Genesis here in Kentucky. And welcome, Ken.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Great to be with you.
Now, Ken, you've been in this ministry for quite some time.
Probably.
How did you really get started?
Well, it feels like I've been in the ministry for millions of years, Mike. But
that's good.
I got to remember, we don't believe in millions of years, right? So I can't say that. But no, actually, I actually resigned as a public high school teacher about 25 years ago. In fact, this is our 25th year anniversary of when I resigned as a science teacher in the public school. But the ministry sort of started a few years before that. And really goes back to my childhood, because I was brought up in a Christian home in Australia where I had a father that really taught me to defend the Christian faith. And he was very adamant about being able to uphold the authority of Scripture and defend the Christian faith against liberal theology. And he had lots of answers in regard to those contradictions in the Bible and all that sort of thing. But when I went to high school and was taught evolution, he didn't really have the answers. Now, you know, that wasn't because he, you know, didn't want to find them or was ignorant or whatever. You know all the books and videos we have today, and I mean, if you go into our bookstore, you see hundreds of different titles of books and DVDs and audio tapes and all the rest of it. We didn't have any of those in those days. There was nothing like that. And we didn't really have those answers. And so what were the answers to the ape men or the millions of years or, you know, the radiometric dating method and, you know, layers like you see at the Grand Canyon and so on? Well, we didn't really have any answers. But one of the things my father taught me was that just because we don't have answers doesn't mean there aren't any. It just means we don't know what they are, and we need to wait for the answers. And I remember when I was in my final year of university and my postgraduate qualification in education, I got a degree in applied science and then did a postgraduate course. And in the final year, somebody told me about a very special book that was written by a couple of authors in America, and the book was called The Genesis Flood, authored by Wickham and Morris. And I went into this dusty little Christian bookstore in the city of Brisbane, and the person there had one copy and found out many years later that he had such a bird in this area that the Lord had given him. He wanted to make sure he had that copy of that book in his bookstore. And I read that book and realized, wow, there are answers. There are answers about creation and evolution, you know, the geology, the radiometric dating methods, and so on. And so then the next year I became a teacher, And one of the things that really hit me, I mean, this really did, this was a turning point, I think, for me in many ways, was that when students said to me, so how can you believe the Bible when it says God made Adam and Eve, and we know that's not true because of all the ape men, look what we're taught in our textbooks. And it started to really occur to me that the teaching of evolution millions of years was a stumbling block to these young people even listening to the Bible, listening to the gospel. And as I started to remove that stumbling block and started to deal with those issues and give them the answers, I saw them open to listening to the gospel, to actually considering that the Bible could be true. And many years later, I actually have had testimony that a number of those students committed their lives to the Lord. The Lord used that particular time. And then I started speaking in churches, and to the it was a shock to me to find out that so many people in the church didn't think you could believe in a literal Genesis and thought, well, you believe in millions of years and evolution, and why does Genesis matter? And then I eventually, sometime later, read the book The Genesis Record by Henry Morris, and it really helped me understand all our doctrines founded in Genesis. And in fact, every single doctrine ultimately is founded in Genesis 1 to 11. You know, the doctrine of marriage, for instance, that's a big issue right now across this country, as people in 11 states who are voting about a marriage amendment, whether marriage should be a man and a woman. It's hard to believe this country's come to that. We actually have to vote on what marriage should be. But the point is, if Genesis is not true and people don't believe the Bible, marriage could be anything you want to make it to be. Not just marriage. Why did Jesus die on a cross? Why do we wear clothes? Why is there death in the world? Why is there a curse? Why do we have a seven-day week? Why do we need a new heaven and a new earth? All that is dependent upon Genesis 1 to 11 being true. And as I started to speak it in churches, I noticed that many people came out and said, wow, I never realized Genesis was so important. Wow, I really do need to believe Genesis. I really do need to make sure my kids don't believe in millions of years and evolution, and help them understand you can believe God's word, because if you can't believe God's word at the beginning, the next generation will say, why should you believe it anywhere else? And that's one of the reasons we've really lost biblical authority. But out of that grew a ministry in Australia that today is one of the largest conservative Christian ministries in that country. And then 18 years ago, my wife and I came over to America as missionaries to a pagan culture, so that we had such a burden that when I came over here on tour to America sometime before that, I saw America as the leading nation in the world, as we know. It's the center of the Christian world. It's the center of the business world. So if we're going to make a difference in the world, it has to be done from America. When I saw the compromise in the church and the theological colleges and the seminaries across this nation, we had a real burden to reach this nation. And so we came over. I worked for 7 years with the Institute for Creation Research out of San Diego. And then 11 years ago, we moved to Kentucky to begin Answers in Genesis and build the Creation Museum. We're sitting right in that now in our radio studio here in the Creation Museum. And the shell of the building, as you can see, Mike, is complete. And so that's sort of a little summary of the journey from being a high school student to a high school teacher to full-time in the Creation Ministry to here in Kentucky. And if I could say one more thing before you get back to people here, and that is this. People often ask me, why are we in Kentucky? Isn't there a Bible verse that says anything good come out of Kentucky or something like that? But
That's terrible.
But the reason we're in Kentucky is because we're within a one-day drive and about a one-and-a-half-hour flight from two-thirds of America's population. People don't realize that. And it's northern Kentucky. It's in the greater Cincinnati area, where two exits from Cincinnati's International Airport, which is actually in Kentucky, which really confuses people. But northern Kentucky is really a part of the greater Cincinnati area, and it's a phenomenal central place to be, a one-day drive from two-thirds of America's population.
Thank you, Ken. Now, you made some really interesting statements there. You made a statement, is Genesis really true history? And I have a question for those of you out there. Do you really believe Genesis is true history? Does your church really believe Genesis is true history? Because here's one of the situations. This is what Ken was just talking about. Do you support a marriage amendment? Because if your church or people in your church or your pastor does not support that, you need to ask them, do they really believe the Bible? Because Genesis is written as true history, and if you don't believe Genesis is true history, then you don't believe marriage is necessarily between one man and one woman, as God clearly teaches.
You know, I just thought I'd point out here, of the 11 states that have marriage amendments running, right? We've been looking at the returns even during the early part of this program already, and in, I think, 10 of the 11 states, they are all winning by monstrous amounts, like 72%, 82%, 88%. Just an incredible endorsement of marriage in those states that are bringing it to the people today.
That's right, Pete.
I think even Kentucky is 82%.
Isn't that amazing?
But you know the thing we have to watch out for? After it's all done, what are the judges going to do?
Oh, well, that's another story, isn't it? Let me just remind everybody that Ken Ham is founder and executive director of Answers in Genesis. And obviously a popular speaker, as Mike has already pointed out. And I love the title, Ken, of some of the books that you've written, The Lie Evolution.
It's hard to know where I really stand with that book, isn't it?
Yeah, you're a little ambiguous there. Again, The Lie, Evolution. The Answer Book, One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism. A is for Adam, D is for Dinosaur. Why Won't They Listen? Creation Evangelism, and What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs. You've got quite a number of books here that I just think are fascinating. And Mike, the question that you're asking our listeners today is a great question. Are you being taught creation at church? And, you know, when I think of that, I think, well, you know, are the kids being taught? Well, I want to ask the question of adults. I'm not just asking. And I don't think we are asking, are we teaching our kids creation? What about the adults? I think adults in the church today have been completely ignored, as well as allowing our kids to be brainwashed. Would you agree with that, Ken?
Oh, definitely. In fact, you know, when you go to churches and I ask, you know, Christian adults, you know, how do you defend your faith? How do you answer questions that skeptics label today against the Bible, such as, well, Noah couldn't fit all the animals on the ark, and you know, where did Cain get his wife, and what about the races of people, and so on? What happened to the dinosaurs? Most of them say, "Oh, we don't know, but that doesn't matter. Just trust in Jesus." Well, the problem is, if you can't give answers, if you can't defend your faith, then what the world is saying is, "See, can you really trust the Bible if you can't answer those questions?" And then if they can't answer them, their children can't answer them. And for many of their children, they say, "Wait a minute, if we don't know for sure that the account of Adam and Eve is really true, and if dinosaurs prove millions of years and that goes against the Bible, if there really were ape men, if Noah couldn't fit all the animals on the ark, it was a fairy tale, if the history in the Bible is not true, why should I trust the morality? Why should I trust the gospel?" And see, that's the real issue.
Yes.
We've really lost biblical authority from the culture.
Yes.
Because in this era of history, the attack on the Bible has been that attack on its geology, biology, astronomy, anthropology. You know, Satan has attacked God's word in different ways down through the ages, but it's always been an attack on the Word. In this era of history, the attack in particular has been on the 6 days of creation and on the flood of Noah's day, because we live in a so-called scientific age. And so today, generations think science has disproved the Bible, and many adults in our churches and pastors are saying, well, we don't deal with science in church, we just talk about Jesus, talk about doctrines. And we're saying, wait a minute, you handed that over to the world, and the world is teaching generations a false understanding of science and teaching them that you have all this supposed evidence against the Bible. We need to be teaching geology, biology, astronomy, anthropology, physics, chemistry in church. I don't mean the textbook variety in a sense, but I'm talking about the big picture of history, because the Bible touches on all those things.
You bet.
And where the Bible touches on them, it's true, because if that's not true, how can you trust the rest?
I agree completely. Boy, this is exciting, folks. Aren't you excited that we're getting this teaching? I am. I think that's why I keep winding up here on Tuesday nights. I'm not even supposed to be here. I just am enjoying Creation Matters, the Tuesday night edition of Hope Now Live, so much. And you out there listening, you're just like I am. I'll bet you that you're listening and you feel just the way I do. You've got questions. You want answers. And this is your opportunity to call in. You can ask Mike Riddle or Ken Ham a question. Two of the best people I can think of in the country literally are at your disposal right now. Maybe you've got a question that you haven't felt comfortable asking. Maybe you've got a comment about your church, why they're not teaching creation, or if they are, how they're doing it, and what the response has been. This is your opportunity to call in as we go to a break right now. So get out your pencil if you'd like to make a comment or ask a question of Ken Ham, the founder and executive director of Answers in Genesis, and of course, Mike Riddle, the host of Creation Matters and national speaker and conference teacher as well. Here's the numbers, 206-374-8800 or toll-free 800-955-8200. That's 800-955-8200. Creation Matters. Welcome back, everybody. Pete Talbot, actually sitting in the studio, but I am so glad to say I've got Mike Riddle, the host of Creation Matters, down in Kentucky with his very good friend and national speaker and author and founder and executive director of Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham. Welcome back to Creation Matters, everybody, and we really do want you to call in. We've got two experts here, especially just here for you. Maybe you would like to give us a call. We'd love to have you call. You can talk to Ken or Mike or both, and we can have a little discussion. What about your church? Is your church teaching creation? And if not, how come? Maybe you've got a reason why. Maybe you've got a wonderful story to tell about the good things that are happening in your church in this area. Or maybe you've got a question about creation or evolution that's been just sort of bugging you. It's under your skin. It's like a burr in your saddle. And, I mean, you're a follower of Jesus Christ, but you just don't know what to believe. And you've got a question. Boy, is this a good time for you to call. We'd love to have you call 206-374-8800. That's the local Seattle number, 206-374-8800, or toll-free 800-955-8200. Again, that's toll-free 800-955-8200. A great opportunity for you to call right now. You couldn't ask for better people to ask questions of than Mike Riddle and Ken Ham. Toll-free, 800-955-8200. I'm going to throw it back to you, Mike. I know you've got a question for Ken.
I'd like to issue a challenge to everyone out there.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of churches are good Bible-believing churches, but I want to issue this challenge. I would like you, all the listeners out there, to go to the leadership in your church, the pastor or whatever leaders, and ask them point blank, do you believe in a literal creation account as given in Genesis? What we mean by literal creation account is that God created everything in six literal days about 6,000 years ago, and that God destroyed the entire world by a flood and no death before sin. And I'll bet some of you are going to be very shocked by what you hear, even in some of the very good Bible-believing churches. They just don't seem to get what the Bible teaches there. They've compromised it. They're afraid to teach it.
Is this, Mike, because... even our pastors, as they go through seminary or biblical training, are not taught, or are they taught wrong?
Well, you know, if I can jump in here.
Yeah.
One of the things that I found, you know, I've spoken in all 50 states here in America, been over here for 18 years, and I think I can say that our organization has its finger on the pulse as regards what's being taught in this nation. And I can tell you, I believe I can generalize and say this to you, I'd say the majority, by far the majority, the greater majority of seminaries, Bible colleges, Christian colleges, and missionary organizations in this nation will not take a stand on literal Genesis. And even the conservative colleges that take a stand, you will find that even within those, there's a weakness. Often it's in the Bible department rather than even in the science department, even of what I would call the real conservative Christian colleges. And I tell you what, the majority of Christian leaders in this nation have been indoctrinated to believe in millions of years evolution. They say, this stuff about six literal days is a side issue. It's getting us off the track. Look, it doesn't really matter. The details don't matter as long as you believe God created. And you know what gets me? You go to the New Testament. Do we ever say, oh, you know, it's the feeding of the 5,000. The details don't really matter. Maybe a little boy took it his loaves and fishes, and the real message was, you got to share your lunch. Well, you would say, well, no, wait a minute. The details do matter. They matter because this is a miracle, and we got to believe God's word is written. Well, you know, do the details really matter about Jesus walking on water? Maybe he walked on a sandbar or something. Or do the details really matter about the resurrection? Who knows whether, maybe the swoon theory is true. Maybe he was just sort of in some sort of suspended animation or something. Maybe he was just in a coma and he came out of it and we think that he rose from the dead. What? The point is the details matter, and they matter because, you know, if the history is not true, then neither are the doctrines that come out of that. And, you know, if Jesus Christ didn't bodily rise from the dead, our faith is in vain, as Paul makes clear. Not only that, if you can't take God's word as written, I mean, either it means what it says or you can just throw it away. And when it comes to Genesis, it's not a matter of saying the details don't matter. Hey, when Jesus Christ in Matthew 19 was asked a question about marriage, he said, haven't you read, he was made them at the beginning, made them male and female, not male and male, not female and female, but male and female, and said, this is the reason, this is the cause. A man will leave his father and mother, cleave unto his wife, and they'll be one flesh. Jesus was quoting from Genesis saying the details matter. The exact details that God took dust, made a man, took his side, made a woman. The woman came from the man. The fact it was a man and a woman. All those details matter. And the details matter that death was a penalty for sin. That's why Jesus Christ died on a cross, raised from the dead, to pay the penalty for our sin. And what I find is that so many of these Christian leaders say, the details don't matter, Genesis is not important. You know what's happened? We have whole generations now who have come through the church, gone to a public school system, where they've been taught not only do the details not matter, but the Bible's wrong on these areas. And now, what are they doing? They're ripping Christian morality out of the culture. You know, a Southern Baptist statistic, the outgoing president of the Southern Baptist Union in 2002, said 88% of their young people are walking away from the church when they graduate. George Barner said 70% of students from church homes that go to public schools, and that's the majority of kids from church homes, are walking away from the church, say they're going to walk away from the church when they graduate, because the older generation and the church leaders haven't taken a stand on the authority of Scripture in Genesis, and so the coming generations push that door open further. We lose biblical authority. Now we're losing Christian morality, and we're saying, what's happening to America?
Boy, this is powerful stuff. We're going to start taking some calls now. If you guys are ready down there in Kentucky, we'll start taking some calls. But we still have a couple of lines open just as we go to Linda now. But our number, if you'd like to ask Mike Riddle or Ken Ham a question, any question, or maybe make a comment about your church, why it's teaching creation or why it's not, give us a call, 800-955-8200. That's toll-free, 800-955-8200. And we've got Linda on your car phone. You've got a question for Ken Ham or Mike Riddle, Linda?
Yes, I was just mentioning to your assistant that I had recently read an article in the National Geographic, and she said that the program had kind of discussed that a little bit maybe last week. It was a very large article, and the question that they had put out was Darwin right? Of course, the kind of evidence that I saw was just like within a species, the different variations within a species and how it may have changed in one environment versus another environment. And as I understand it, that doesn't prove evolution at all. That only proves adaptability within a species. Is that correct?
Right. If I can jump in, by the way, the title of the article right on the front page graphic was Darwin Wrong? And inside they had this big N-O, no. Then they had all these pages, 30-odd pages, of information supposedly, you know, proving Darwinian evolution. By the way, just about everything they had in there has already been answered in detail on their website, answersingenesis.org. If you go to answersingenesis.org, we also have another article going up, I think it's this Thursday, maybe Wednesday or Thursday, a detailed critique of that particular article. But when you're talking about variation within a kind, you know, they're talking about variation in species, adaptation, natural selection. Creationists teach about this all the time. I mean, that's got nothing to do with Darwinian evolution. I mean, I often do this in regard to dogs. You know, even the secular scientists agree that all dogs share a common gene pool. Dingoes, wolves, coyotes, jackals, Great Dane, Little Chihuahua, even down to poodles that are almost not dogs, but they're there. They're still dogs. And see, the thing is, one of the things you notice, I don't know about you, but I've always noticed that dogs actually reproduce dogs. Have you noticed that? Because I've noticed.
Right.
And elephants
right.
always reproduce elephants. Now, you can get different species, but that's got nothing to do with evolution. Evolution in the Darwinian sense, molecules to man, means you've got to add new characteristics, new genes into the genes that weren't there before. When you take the enormous potential of the DNA storage system and look at the incredible amount of variability in a kind, like the dog kind, you take two wolves from that, and when you separate out populations and separate them from each other and so on, and due to different environmental conditions, getting different combinations of genes surviving best in different areas, you can form different species, but it has nothing to do with molecules to man evolution. It's the opposite process. It's a redistribution of information, a loss of information, specialization, but has nothing whatsoever to do with molecules to man evolution. And it's interesting that they rehash these same old things they've been rehashing for years. They've got no new stuff to add, really, nothing new to put in there. And anyone who understands it realizes it has nothing to do with molecules to man evolution.
Well, what bothered me was that I felt like he was trying to defend the idea of evolution by this whole species thing.
Well, you know what they do, Linda, isn't it? Yeah, you know what they do, Linda? Here's what they do, and they do this in the public schools, and they do it in the museum, and National Geographic does it, and so on. They use the word evolution when they're talking about speciation, adaptation, natural selection. Then they use the word evolution when they're talking about molecules to man. And so people are brainwashed because they say, look, evolution's true. Look, these dogs change and you get different species or whatever
right.
they happen to be using. And then they say, see, because evolution's true, therefore evolution's true. Molecules to man is true. And so most people don't understand the difference. They don't understand that one involves small changes within a kind, whereas the other evolution that they're talking about are big changes from one kind to another, which is what you don't see. And so they brainwash people into a subtle way of indoctrination so that most people out there are not discerning enough, unfortunately, to be able to see the difference there.
You see, Linda, they've been doing this for the past 30 years, giving the same information. We see it, and they just come out with another magazine. Now we have National Geographic doing it. We've had Discover Magazine. We've had Unscientific American Magazine doing it. But, you know, people begin to believe that after a while. For one, maybe they're just completely unstudied. They've gotten their whole view from these magazines.
Right.
Sometimes they just have a willful rejection of God's word, or other times, and this is probably the biggest one, pride.
Right.
But, you know, probably the best creation website in the world, and I'm going to say this, it is the best creation website in the world. If you want to get some information, go to answersingenesis.org and click on the Q&A button. You'll have all the information you ever want.
Linda, thank you so much for the call. We're going to have to go to a break. Good question for Ken Ham and Mike Riddle. Folks, this is your opportunity to call. We're going to get to Heidi on the way back, but give us a call if you've got a question. Hey, welcome to the second half, and I'll bet it's the best half of Creation Matters with your host, Mike Riddle. I'm Pete Talbot, sitting in the actual studio tonight, but in Kentucky, we've got Mike Riddle along with his good friend and our guest tonight, Ken Ham, the founder and executive director of Answers in Genesis. He's one of the most popular speakers in the world on creation and author of a number of books, including The Lie, Evolution, The Answers book, One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism, A is for Adam, D is for Dinosaur, and others. And also, I understand, is heard on over 300 radio stations worldwide. And we're just thrilled to have you with us, Ken. And I know, Mike, this you've been waiting for this program for a long time, being able to get Ken Ham on the air with you.
It's a wonderful opportunity, Pete. And I'd like to continue with that question. Let's go out there and take our churches back. Let's shake a few things up for a while. You go out there and ask your pastor, your church leaders, do you believe in a literal creation? And I'll bet you're going to be astonished by what you hear.
I agree.
But if you're interested in some of the churches in the greater Seattle area that do believe and teach a literal creation, go to our website, creationmatters.org. That's creationmatters.org. And click on the box that has the big letters Creation Matters in there. And then there you'll find some resources, what we're talking about today, and also a list of churches in the greater Seattle area that believe and teach a literal six-day creation.
Excellent idea. Creationmatters.org. And I might also point out that Ken Ham's excellent website, oh, man, tremendous, answersingenesis.org. We're going to start taking some more calls. We're going to go to Heidi, but first let me just remind you that are listening, this is your opportunity to actually be a part of this program. We don't mean to be a monologue. We want this to be a dialogue with you, our listeners. And if you've got a question, if you've got a comment about your church, things that are happening the right way, maybe the wrong way, a question that you have about evolution versus creation, give us a call. Mike and or Ken would love to help answer your questions. Toll free, 800-955-8200. Again, that's toll free, 800-955-8200. We've got the lines open. We want you to call right now, 800-955-8200. And Heidi is on your car phone. And Heidi, I think you've got a relative that might know Ken, I understand.
Yes. I was just calling because I had heard my brother-in-law, Tim, talked about Answers in Genesis when he was here. And he was working with them on a museum.
Yeah, we're building a creation museum here in northern Kentucky. And this is a walkthrough of biblical history. It's a 50,000-square-foot creation museum with life-size dioramas and so on. We have a lot of people who come and help us to build that.
Yeah, now Tim came from Australia. Tim Lovett, and he was so excited about the whole event and the trip, and it sounds like he's planning on coming back, and when he comes, we're hoping that we can go when the museum opens as well.
Well, you know, people ask me, when is this going to be open? Because this is actually phenomenal. No one else in the world has ever attempted anything like this, and it's really telling the world the Bible's history is true. You know, we have 65 life-size human figures. Some of them will be animatronic figures, animatronic dinosaurs. We're building a planetarium. The planetarium should be open the end of spring, perhaps maybe even sometime during spring next year. And also the lobby will be a great big animatronic sauropod dinosaur and some water exhibits and all sorts of other interesting things and a special effects theater. And then there's going to be this whole walk through biblical history. But we're hoping that the planetarium and the lobby will actually be open for people to come and have a look at next year. But it'll be 2007, the spring of 2007, when the entire Creation Museum is open. And again, if people want to find out information about that, they can go to our website, answersingenesis.org, and you'll see pictures of it. It's a 100,000 square foot complex, actually, and we're sitting in the radio studio in that building right now.
And
wow.
If you think, Heidi, if you think the Seattle Science Center is something, this is going to be tremendous. This is going to far outdo anything the Seattle Science Center has. This is going to be world class.
In fact, the man who's our exhibit designer was the head art director for the King Kong and Jaws exhibits for Universal Studios. He's worked with Olympic Games people in designing some of the outside areas for the Olympic Games venues, and he's worked in theme parks around the world. He's a Christian and creationist. He's heading up our exhibit design, and this is a multi-million dollar creation museum to really engage the culture and engage the church. And again, to tell them what I've been saying tonight, to tell them, here's the true history of the world, here's the answers to what the world is teaching you, here's why you can trust the Bible. If you can trust its history, you can trust its morality, you can trust its gospel. And we've already had many of the world's secular press tell us they want to be here when it opens, and we have thousands and thousands of people all across this nation who are saying, as soon as it's open, we're coming. So this is going to put Boone County, we live in Boone County, good old Daniel Boone, but we live in Boone County, Kentucky, and this is going to put Boone County on the map.
Well, it sounds exciting, and Heidi, I hope you get down there. I hadn't heard about it, and you can bet your sweet bippy I'm going to be heading on down there once you tell us it's open. I'm assuming that people can sort of get an update as it relates to how that is proceeding by going on your website at Answers in Genesis.
Absolutely. Get on the website, and if you get on there tonight yourself, you'll get so excited, you'll be saying, I want to be a part of this.
That's great. Heidi, anything else for Ken Ham?
No, I was just curious if you remember if he was, in fact, the same person that you had talked about.
Well, kind of sounds like he is, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. Heidi, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, folks, we've got an opportunity for you to join us. We're going to go to a break right now. That'll give us a little extra time at the end. Give us a call. Ken Ham and Mike Riddle are waiting for your call. Do you have questions about evolution or creation? We'd love to hear from you. How's it going in your church? Is your church teaching creation? Not just to the kids, and we want to know that, but maybe to the adults. Do we need some help in that area? I'd say we do. Give us a call, 800-955-8200. That's 800-955-8200. We're back, everybody, for the last segment of Creation Matters with your host, Mike Riddle. I'm Pete Talbot, sitting in the studio with Mike Riddle and Ken Ham tonight from Kentucky. And we are having a wonderful conversation. Ken Ham, of course, is the founder and executive director of Answers in Genesis, author, speaker, doing lots of things around the world. And this is your opportunity. We've got time for maybe another call or two. If you'd like to call in and ask a question about creation or evolution, give us a call. Ken and Mike would be happy to hear from you. In the studio, number 206-374-8800. That's the local Seattle number, 206-374-8800, or toll-free, 800-955-8200. 800-955-8200. You know, Mike, I thought I might just quickly ask you to share with the listeners, why are you in Kentucky today?
Well, we're in Kentucky today to meet with Ken Ham and his staff and see what's the latest on the museum. It's
You know, you can go to his website, answersingenesis.org, and find out some great information there. But I kind of like to see things in person, because we've seen this museum over the last several years, and we're just astonished. Every time we come here, the new additions and the new things they put up, the walls, even the bathrooms look tremendous. So it's an amazing place.
Okay.
If you've been to Disneyland, this is going to outdo it. You don't need to go to Disneyland anymore. You need to come to this museum when it opens. And I just want to let you know, if you want to find out again, let me point this out. The Answers in Genesis website, not only can you see what the museum is, but if you have children that are in school and they need to get information to write on reports, they need to go to answersingenesis.org and go to the Q&A button, and you'll find tremendous papers written by PhD scientists and other people who are well-informed and up-to-date on what's going on in creation evolution. Wonderful place to get resources for writing reports and doing study. And, or you can go to our website, creationmatters.org, and there you can go find a tremendous resource. We're almost giving it away. You can get two of these and use them for Christmas presents, the Origin of Life Equipping Course. And I also want to let you know that we are a listener-supported ministry. If you want to keep radio shows like this on the air, or if you want to help us write new educational materials for your children, go to our website and see how you can support us. Well, Ken, I've got you here, and I'd like to ask you a couple of things here. First of all, there's a big event coming across in July. Could you tell us what that big event is?
Well, sure. We're putting together a creation conference like never before. We call it the Mega Conference. And what I've done is I've invited 25 of the world's leading creationist speakers and researchers who have never been all together at one time like this ever before, and they're coming together for a week in July. And in fact, you can see more information about that on their website, July 17 to 22. It's at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, and we're going to be using their facilities there. And this particular conference has got two different streams, actually. There's a more technical one as well as, you know, a general one. And people can come along and hear 25 of the world's leading creationist speakers and researchers. That's not all of them, of course, but that's some of the world's leading ones, and put all together in one conference at one time. This is unique. This sort of event has never happened before.
So this is designed not just for teachers and homeschoolers, but literally for anybody. Everybody's invited.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, certainly teenagers to adults, but I find even 10, 11, 12-year-old upwards understand.
Oh, I would think so.
A lot of our lectures, and so I encourage it for basically, you know, the whole family, and certainly for upper elementary through high school and college age and adults. And so this is unique, and if people want to have a look at that and not miss out on the opportunity of a lifetime, I don't know if we could ever get these 25 people together again like this, but they can go to our website, answersingenesis.org, and look in the calendar there. There's also a banner that you'll see on the front page, too, and they can find out about the Mega Conference.
It's going to be a wonderful opportunity. Now, I've been to several of these other conferences that Answers in Genesis has put on just this last year. This year, they had the Creation College, over 600 people came to learn how to teach about creation. Then they've had other conferences in the past where almost 800 to 1,000 people attend for a whole week. And these lectures are so good, you don't want to miss a single one.
Again,
so great opportunity.
Again, everybody, just check out online, answersingenesis.org. You know, I've got a question from a caller that called in but wasn't able to stay on, but she passed on her question. She said her question to you, Ken and to Mike both, what do you do when you go to your pastor or your elders and what have you and ask the question, why isn't creation being taught? And as they fumble around, what do you tell them? In other words, let's say you don't get the answer you want, but how can we help our leaders, our pastors? What do we tell them?
Well, you know, what I find is a lot of the people out there in the congregations don't really know how to articulate to their pastors how important an issue this is. And that's one of the reasons why what we suggest to them is, for instance, I have a DVD called Genesis, Key to Reclaiming the Culture, or one called The Relevance of Creation. But I encourage them to ask the pastor if they would have a look at this DVD or invite the pastor home for lunch, you know, put him down the chair, give him coffee and donuts. He can't get up and put the DVD on. But they really need to hear a message on how important this topic is and how important it is to believe in a literal Genesis, and to help them understand how it relates to getting the gospel out to the culture, how it relates to biblical authority, how it relates to the loss of of biblical morality in the culture. And that's one of the things that I encourage them to do, is to get them to see one of these DVDs. And the one that I would urge them to use is Genesis Key to Reclaiming the Culture, and they can go to our website to get that.
Now, one of the things, before we try and beat the issue to death about science.
We've got 1 minute, Mike.
Why is the issue important? Ken Ham said it so articulately. We've got to get to the point of why this issue is important before they're going to listen to anything else, because most pastors today don't see it as an important issue because they don't realize, as Ken said, we're losing over 70% of our youth because of this issue. They just stop attending church because once they get to college, they're being taught that the Bible's just a myth. It's just a lot of stories good for teaching spiritual truth, but it's definitely not real history.
Yeah.
So it's so important.
Well, I'm afraid we are running out of time, gentlemen, but I just want to thank you, Ken Ham, for joining us. It's just a treat to be able to meet you. I'm looking forward to be able to meet you in person sometime soon. And, Mike, I'm glad you were able to take the time, even though you're in Kentucky. It was just a treat for me to be able to be here and learn some more about creation. And, folks, for those of you who want more information about maybe you've got friends in other parts of the country, be sure to go to creationmatters.org or answersingenesis.org is what I was about to say, for sort of a national look and opportunities and things that are happening at Answers in Genesis. And for those of you in the greater Seattle area, you're going to want to go to creationmatters.org. Because Mike Riddle is available not only to speak, but to teach and to share and to support you and your effort to get good, solid teaching into your church, into your school, into your home. Thanks for listening, everybody. God bless you all.
You've been listening to Creation Matters with your host, Mike Riddle, the Tuesday edition of Hope Now Live. If you'd like more information on today's topic, or information about Christian training and development services, simply call 425-269-3196. That's 425-269-3196. Or go to the website creationmatters.org. That's creationmatters.org. And click on the KGNW radio box. Join us next Tuesday at 6 when we'll discover and discuss the truth that for by Him all things were created. That's all right here next week on Creation Matters, the Tuesday edition of Hope Now Live.